On the afternoon of October 22, 1933, something unusual was going on at the Pimlico Racetrack. It was Sunday, not a racing day and not a horse in sight, yet more than 7,000 fans filled the stands. When the day was over, racing at Pimlico across America and around the world would never again be the same. It was a ghost race with ghost horses. Guests were there to watch the very first trial run of the Totalizator, later to be known as the Tote Board, the brainchild of Baltimore engineer, sportsman, and entrepreneur and Johns Hopkins graduate Harry Straws. Racing officials promised that its new electronic betting machine would flash official odds and total amounts of money averaged in electric lights every 60 seconds, maybe 25 times between races, end quote. Prior to that Sunday and the introduction of the Totalizator, odds at racetracks were displayed manually and were at best approximate, maybe five times between races. Recall Jack Mahoney, son of one of the original members of the Totalizator team, quote, "Before the tote board, they had a big signboard with rows of three-sided slots, each about a foot square. Boys working on the board would get instructions from the office over the telephone. Then, carrying signs under their arms with numbers painted on them, they'd climb up the ladders and insert the right signs into the right slots on the board. It took maybe five boys in 5 minutes to handle each change," end quote. By the way, the phantom winner of the race that was never run that October Sunday in 1933 was Preakness Baby. She paid $10.20 in money that never existed. Baltimorean Strauss's Totalizator system is in use in racetracks all over the world. The conventional wisdom holds that because of the tote board, the bettor now has more information about the horses and the odds, and so can feel more confident about the chances of winning. But should he? Ask about that point of view, Jack Mahoney said, quote, "Definitely not." And why is that? Mahoney answered matter-of-factly, "Nobody ever tells the horses."